Prince Street in Soho, particularly at weekends, is a bustling commerce zone where, along with retail outlets, many war veterans sell goods on tables along the streets. Recently, on a section on Prince Street near the corner of Mercer Street, six planters arrived suddenly and vendors had less space to put up their tables. One of those affected was Korean vet Eric, who's worked in Soho for almost 20 years. He sells on the street 4 to 5 days, usually for 6 hours a day. And at 81, he says it's just about all he can manage. And when he gets home, he's a little tired.
Tuesday, I happened to come over here to meet somebody, and I saw that they had planters out there replacing exactly where we had been working for years. I'd been over there for 12 years at that location, and with the planters, they finally got rid of us. That was their goal for some time. And as I'm watching, I see all these people gathering over there, the clans, the owners of the hotel, which are very, very rich people. And this guy, Henry, that runs the Soho Alliance cleanup action. And they were all congratulating each other, and about 25 people. And they're taking pictures in front of the planters because they felt that they had defeated us. But really, they haven't, you know. And they're congratulating, shaking hands and all, and it was quite a show. So we can't work over there until they're removed. And he put it over there, those planters, six of them, blocking all of our working locations. And the DOT says that he has to remove them. He never got permission from nobody. Even the community board didn't even hear about it. They said, we never gave permission, there was never a vote on it. And the city council didn't vote on it. No, they haven't changed the laws for vending there. So they put planters to replace the disabled veterans. We're all disabled over there, and they have no regard for veterans or what we did for the country. In fact, they're probably the crowd that hates the military. You know, if you took a survey, they'd say, you know, the military does this and this and, you know.
And Stephen Dyer has worked in Soho for several years. He's a Vietnam vet who served in the U.S. Air Force.
I've also spoken to a lawyer at the Urban Justice, Coco Cohen, and I haven't gotten back in contact with her yet, but we're trying to get this problem alleviated because really it's just messing with our support of our families, taking care of them, coming out and earning a living.
But there's a mystery surrounding who installed the planters and why. We rang the Mercer Hotel. The hotel manager, Tiffany Haukoff, said the planters had nothing to do with them. They had no issue with the vendors, whom they like, and they like the planters, but they had nothing to do with their installation. She said Henry Buell, who's the founder of ACE, a program that empowers the homeless, has a beautification project underway for Soho and is probably responsible for the planters. We rang ACE for comment, but they did not get back to us before broadcast. We also ran the Department of Transportation, whose Joe Hawks said the city hadn't given permission for street planters for several years, and we would have to make a FOIA request about any violations issued for illegal planters. Susanna Troy is a local activist whose father was a veteran of World War II.
This is the arrogance of Wall Street, that he thinks he can break the law. If Occupy Wall Street dropped a planter, there'd be handcuffs and they'd be gone. The planters would be gone. Now it's a waiting game for these poor people. These are people who have children. They served our country. What does it mean? One of our veterans is 81 years old with prostate cancer and he can barely walk, a Korean War veteran. And he said to me, what did it mean that I served my country? They're ticketing him over inches or feet, and he is so poor. A ticket, a $50 ticket or a $75 ticket is like you and I getting a $10,000 ticket. He's senior citizen and handicapped.
Susanna says they're organizing a protest for Saturday, July 14th on Prince Street at 5:30 p.m. when Henry Buell plans to hold a reception. Their protest is to protest the illegal planters and the prevention of veteran vendors to sell.